This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is witr prayer mandatory? What about when we are traveling? Do we pray witr? The majority of the Muslim jurists, the Shafi'i, the Maliki, the Hanbali, agreed that Salat al-Witr is a highly recommended sunnah, and the Muslim should care for doing it, to the extent that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, in regard to the person who regularly misses his witr, he said that not a good person, رجل سوء. And even some of the fuqaha consider that person's testimonial will be rejected because he's not a trustworthy person. While the Hanafi said that it is wajib and must. But the Jumhur opinion is the correct and strongest opinion, in my opinion, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Talha ibn Ubaidillah reported, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking him about Shara'i al-Islam, the rules of Islam. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah, your messenger to us claim that Allah have prescribed upon us 5 prayers, that they are mandatory upon us every day and night. So the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, and everything else is a volunteer. And the Prophet ﷺ approved that. So here the Prophet ﷺ said that 5 prayers are mandatory and everything else is a mandatory. That include witr and include the sunnah al-fajr. And no doubt, the salat al-witr is a highly recommended sunnah that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wouldn't leave it even while he is traveling sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam order and encourage people, said, أَوْتِرُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُصْبِحُوا. In Sahih Muslim, he said, pray witr before you wake up for fajr or before fajr. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ, the people of Quran, أَوْتِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرٌ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرِ. Yeah, the people of Quran, pray witr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witr and he loves witr. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reported also that when he travels, he will pray his witr sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he's traveling, while he is sitting on his camel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that shows you also it's not an obligatory prayer. Otherwise, the Prophet sallam would have stopped and prayed like any obligatory prayer. In any way, the Muslim should care for it. And do you pray in the beginning of the night or the end of the night? It's optional. If you can guarantee that you'll wake up before Fajr, that'd be better. But if you don't guarantee that, you're not sure about it, it's better to pray in the beginning of the night. And it is in any odd number. Start from 1 and there is no maximum for it. But in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha said, he never prayed more than 11 rak'ahs in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases and consider donating to this worthy cause.